We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're going to continue from item 51. So, 51. We should also know that the tzimtzum, the restriction, was only on the light of Chokhmah, whose vessel is the will to receive that ends on the fourth phase, where the restriction and the screen occurred. Yet, there was no restriction at all on the light of Chassadim there, since its vessel is the will to bestow, in which there are no coarseness or disparity of form from the emanator, and it does not need any corrections. Hence, the ten sfirot of the upper light, these two lights, Chokhmah and Chassadim, are linked together without any difference between them, since they are one light that expands according to its quality. For this reason, when they come to clothe in the vessels after the restriction, the light of mercy stops at Malchut, too, even though it was not restricted. This is so because had the light of Chassadim, of mercy, expanded in a place where the light of Chokhmah could not expand even a bit, meaning the ending Malchut, there would be a shattering in the upper light, as the light of Chassadim would have to be completely separated from the light of Chokhmah. Hence, the ending Malchut became an empty space, devoid of even the light of Chassadim. Again, 51. We should also know that the restriction was only on the light of Chokhmah, whose vessel is the will to receive that ends on the fourth phase, where the restriction and the screen occurred. Yet there was no restriction at all on the light of Chassadim there, since its vessel is the will to bestow, in which there are no coarseness or disparity of form from the emanator, and it does not need any corrections. Hence, the ten sfirot in the upper light, these two lights, Chokhmah and Chassadim, are linked together without any difference between them, since they are one light that expands according to its quality. For this reason, when they come to clothe in the vessels after the restriction, the light of mercy stops at Malchut, too, even though it was not restricted. This is so because had the light of Chassadim expanded in a place where there is no light of Chokhmah, and could not expand there even a bit, meaning the ending Malchut, there would be a shattering in the upper light, as the light of Chassadim would have to be completely separated from the light of Chokhmah. Hence, the ending Malchut became an empty space devoid of even the light of Chassadim.
Ken.
Yes, well, we don't have questions except for PT7.
So, there is no Ol de Chassadim, Light of Mercy?
What do you mean there's none? It depends where. He says this, if the Light of Chokhmah cannot expand even somewhat, then there can't be Light of Chassadim, because Light of Chassadim is basically a response that for how the Kli wants bestowal and not reception. So it turns out that if the Kli doesn't want any connection with the light of Chokhmah, then the light of Chassadim too cannot appear there. Light of Chassadim is an outcome from how the Kli makes a restriction, Masach, or Chozer on itself and is willing to receive from the host in order to bestow to the host. But if there's no connection with receiving something from the host, then how can it bestow to the host? So there's no chassadim if there's no ability at least to for somewhat of the light of Chokhmah to appear. You can put it differently, that specifically the light of Chokhmah builds the light of chassadim. That a special response to the light of Chokhmah generates the light of Chassadim. The light of Chassadim doesn't exist in nature. It doesn't exist. There's rather the will to receive and the light that created the will to receive. That's the light of Chokhmah. That's all the light that comes from the Creator. The light of Chokhmah comes directly from the Creator, and the will to receive was created by the light of Chokhmah. Now, the light of Chassadim is a response from the created being who wants to resemble the Creator, and according to his awakening to be similar to the Creator, then he draws from above a lesser light, reduced from the light of Chokhmah, very weak light called light of Chassadim. So the light of Chassadim appears according to the awakening of the created being to become like, to be similar to the Creator. But it doesn't emerge from the Creator, only through that awakening. As we can see in the four phases of direct light, Keter did its action, expressed itself in the Kli of Keter, and then expresses himself in what's born as a result of it. The Kli of Chokhmah is with the light of Chokhmah, that's an expression of Keter, but then how does it express itself? By building the aspect of Bina, where the desire, passion, lack of Chokhmah that has received light of Chokhmah from the Keter, that has expressed itself, manifested itself through Chokhmah. So how can it now, what can it now do when it receives everything from the emanator and feels the nature of the emanator? It now wants to be similar to the emanator. And that's why it creates the next phase of Bina. Siberia.
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите, а там вот Бальсон говорит, что
Thank you, Rav.
Разбиение, если бы разделился свет.
Бала Сулам says that there could be a shattering if the light of Chassadim would divide it from the light of Chokhmah, would separate. How could it be?
Of course, it's according to the vessels, then the light of Chokhmah differentiates from the light of Chassadim. Of course, it's according to the quality of the vessels. The vessels want to receive the light of Chokhmah. It's not vessels here. It's just phases here, but later on it will be vessels. Yeah.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а мы всегда же говорили о том, что свет Хохма приходит.
We always said that the light of Chokhmah came after the created being built the light of Chassadim. Now we say the opposite.
We're talking about the four phases of direct light, where there is no kli yet, only the light works, and in its relation to the will to receive, that it develops, it builds and develops the will to receive, so that the desire develops to the level of malchut, to the level of its desire, so that it feels itself. But in the four phases before the malchut, we can't yet talk about the created being, or the desire, or actions on behalf of the created being. It's all done by the light.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
What does it mean to want the light of Chochmah, that without it, you can't get the clothing of chassadim?
Can't hear exactly what you're saying. Speak directly to the microphone.
What does it mean to want the light of chokhmah?
To want the light of chokhmah, that depends. It means the vessel is ready to receive the light of chokhmah in order to bestow. Meaning it has a masach on such a level that allows him to do that. Hungarian, Polish.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
No, listen.
Can't hear you.
Switch on the microphone, Olivier.
Tov, en ma lasot, u itaken.
All right, he'll fix it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you for letting us ask again. There are four phases of direct light. There's the first restriction, and afterwards the Parzuf is divided into Rosh Toch Sof. Then there's already a desire on behalf of the created being to resemble the Creator. Then we have the reflected light. Does that mean that beyond the void there's Chassadim without Chochmah?
No. The order is incorrect how you put it together. We have the four phases of direct light. Then there's a decision that the Malchut receives only according to equivalence of form with the Keter. She wants to be like the Keter bestowed to the Creator, just like the Keter bestows towards the Malchut, from the Creator towards the created being. Malchut is considered the created being, and then this relationship begins from the Tzimtzum onwards. And Galgalta, the first Partsuf of the world of Adam Kadmon, is essentially doing this action to the extent that Malchut, after the Tzimtzum, can receive in order to bestow and thereby resemble the Keter. What are you asking?
In the Sof of Gilgalta, there's the light of Chassadim. Does that mean that Partsuf Gilgalta wanted to resemble the Creator?
No. When it doesn't want to receive for itself and keeps the desire to receive but without receiving, then there's an illumination that fulfills that will to receive. Somewhat similar to Bina, not wanting to receive for himself. That's why there's light of Chassadim there. Hungarian, Polish.
Something happened, I don't know, but I want to understand how such a thing like ending Mahut can exist without any light. What sustains it? How is it possible?
The ending Malchut, the end of the Partsuf, what do you mean that it holds all the light? It's not that we have like a bucket that the structure feels pressure from everything in the bucket.
It's written that there is no light in it. There is no light. So how can it be alive? How can it be maintained? He said that it's devoid of any light, even the Or HaChassadim.
The lights are always there. We're just speaking about those same lights that the vessel receives in order to bestow, or that bestow upon it. but the lights of existence are there because the vessel entirely is under the restriction, meaning the light around it is as the surrounding light that remains after the world of Ein Sof, and the vessel sustains itself and has no problem with existing. The light is right before it, the light is around it, the vessel is in contact with the light, in contact with the Creator.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. В парцуфе Бины находится только свет Хасадим. И далее проникает в
сон. In the parts of Bina, there is only light of Chassadim. And then it goes to the Sof of Galgalta. How does it work with the connection between the light of Chochmah and Chassadim?
There's no light of Chochmah and light of Chassadim. There's just light. According to the qualities in the vessel, it's revealed in the vessel, either as Chochmah or Chassadim or surrounding light or internal light. There are 30 or more, or 40 maybe, types of light, which is in according to the vessel that's revealing it, and not that the light exists without the vessel or outside of it. There's a light of Ein Sof, and the vessel reveals of it what it is able to discover.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. Here, in the last item, it says, therefore, Malchut became an empty space devoid of even the light of Chassadim. It's not exactly clear what's the difference between the end of the Potsuf and the empty space.
You're right, but we still have to reach it on later, more advanced stages. There are discernments, even in a vacant place, as much as it is vacant, as much as it's far from corrections. So that's why to say the Sof of the Partsuf, that's not enough. There are many discernments there.
Dudi?
Item 52. Now we can understand the content of the 10 Sfirot of Sof of the Partsuf from Tabur down. It cannot be said that they are only considered light of Chassadim without any Chochmah, since the light of Chassadim is never completed, separated, and is never completely separated from the light of Chochmah. Rather, there is necessarily a small illumination of the light of Chochmah in them as well. You should know that we always call this small illumination Vak without Rosh. Thus, the three discernments of the ten Sfirot in the Partsuf called Rosh, Toch, Sof, have been explained.
You see, here he adds, because there is no light of Chochmah without Chassadim. Sorry, there's no Chassadim without Chochmah, because Chassadim is a result, it's a response from the vessel to the light of Chochmah. That's why it's always somewhat together. But the question is, what exactly are we speaking about now? That's the whole thing. Read it again.
Again, item 52. Now we can understand the content of the 10 Sfirot of Sof of the Partsuf from Tabur down. It cannot be said that they are only considered light of Chassadim without any Chochmah, since the light of Chassadim is never completely separated from the light of Chochmah. Rather, there is necessarily a small illumination of the light of Chochmah in them as well. You should know that we always call this small illumination Vak without a Rosh. Thus, the three discernments of ten Sfirot in the Partsuf called Rosh, Toch, Sof have been explained.
Questions?
En.
No. Let's keep going. PT7.
Rav Avak bli rosh mofia.
Rav Avak without a rosh appears after the coupling by striking or from the beginning.
Anywhere the light of Vak without a rosh can appear. And when we say it, we're speaking about a part of the whole light, or if it appears not in ten sefirot, or it's the light of chasadim without chokhmah. There are many discernments that we describe as vak without a rosh, something that isn't whole. We say vak without a rosh. The light that isn't revealed, or the light that is revealed with an incomplete vessel.
Beseder.
Okay.
Yofi. PT 5.
PT 5.
Rav, I don't understand why he says that there is almost no difference between them and they're always together. The light of Chassidim is the Kli's inspiration from bestowal. The light of Chokhmah is the Kli's inspiration from reception. And this one is Bchina Bet and Bchina Aleph. I don't understand why the Kli is empty. And
if you don't understand, listen to what we're saying, and maybe you'll understand, because you have questions from the beginning to the end. What can I do? It's not a concrete question.
The difference between Chassadim and Chokhmah.
He gave you the difference between them. The light of Chokhmah comes from the Creator's will to give joy to His created beings. The light of mercy awakens in the created being in order to bestow to the Creator. And to the extent of equivalence between the light of Chokhmah, of wisdom, and the light of Chassadim, of mercy, they can connect between them. Then the light of Chokhmah can shine in the light of Chassadim.
Yeah, that's the question. How can they be equal if they're opposite?
According to the mutual bestow that they want to bestow to one another. You're saying that they're specifically in a collision between one another, but the collision is that each one wants to bestow to the other. So they compromise in as much as they connect.
Mach 3.
Why does he write six?
We have to learn it. It's not so simple. That's how we call a part of the vessel. We name it Vak. Vak means six sefirot, six edges or ends. Right now, we don't have the basis to explain it. And Be'er Sheva, with your permission.
Good morning, World 10. Rav, everything is thanks to you and the Creator. And the question, light of Chassadim and light of Chokhmah. It's true that the light of Chassadim is a result, but it's possible that both exist in the upper light, and only the discernment that we make with the reflected light, then we call it light of Chassadim. It always exists in the upper one, right?
Right. Moscow 6.
Рав, доброе утро. Из 52-го пункта так понял, что под табором все-таки есть какое-то свечение. Хотел бы уточнить.
Good morning, Rav. From item 52.
Yes.
I understand there is some illumination below the tabu.
Right. First, if there's no light at all, so there's no created being and no reality and nothing exists. Everything started from the light. So understand that even if we say darkness, it's all relative, that for sure there's some kind of light there that gives livelihood to the vessel. That's it. And in this way, we relate to creation. So the light is everywhere. It just depends what light, what extent, and towards who.
Kiev.
Да, вот этот компромисс между светом Хасадим и светом Хохма, вот вы сказали, что они...
This compromise between light of Chassadim and light of Chokhmah. You said they kind of overlap, touch each other.
No, light of Chochmah and Chassadim meet in the Rosh of the Partsuf. And in the Rosh, there's already a clothing of the light of Chochmah in the light of Chassadim. And to the extent that the light of Chochmah can clothe in the light of Chassadim, according to that, they both enter the Toch of the Partsuf. And that's the part where the Kli receives in order to bestow, and by this he gives contentment to the Creator. And wherever there is no more light of Chassadim to clothe the light of Chochmah, that's where the Sof of the Partsuf is. And there already, there's only a bit of light of Chassadim. Why a bit? That it's only a part. It's those desires of the Partsuf that do not want to receive because they don't have the force in order to bestow. But they don't receive because they don't want to be separated from the Creator. That's why they have a small illumination of Chassadim there.
Из того, что вы сейчас говорите, из ваших слов, получается, что вот это деление на Рош Тох Сов, это как бы в основном...
It appears from your words that this division to Rosh Tokh Sof is mostly done by light of Chassadim.
Yeah, of course. That this whole division on the ladder of degrees is in according to the extent that the created being can receive this formless, endless light. As much as I have an ability to receive it in order to bestow, which is the light of mercy does that, and according to that, the light of Chochmah can fill the light of Chassadim. Yep.
Так, а вот если мы вернемся к Рош, когда вот вы говорите, там начинается облачение света Хохма в Хасадим.
So if we go back to the Rosh, you say there begins the clothing of the light of Chochma in Chassadim. How does the light of Chassadim arrange towards that?
After the Tzimtzum, the vessel checks as much as he can use it in order to bestow. And according to that, he creates the light of Chassadim. Very simple. He performs a restriction. If he performed a restriction, so from above he has the light of Chochmah. As much as he can bestow to the light of Chochmah, wants to bestow from the restriction, he checks how much does he want to bestow. And in according to that, the light of Chassadim is on it. And as much as the light of Chochmah can clothe on the light of Chassadim, he can receive it and enjoy. Enjoy what? He enjoys receiving from the Creator as the guest from the host. And by this, he's giving pleasure to the Creator. And then they have a meeting, adhesion, a hug within the vessel from the peh till the tabu, where he can really clothe the light of Chochmah and the light of Chassadim.
При нашей работе снизу вверх нам для начала нужно выстроить свет Хасадим.
In our work, from above downwards, from below upwards, we have to first arrange the light of Chassadim to start the work or get in contact with the light of Chochmah.
You can enter the light of Chochmah in any contact. You can work on the light of Chassadim that it will shine in you a bit. That is called to enter impregnation, because then you work in all your desires that you just reject and reject and reject and receive nothing. And because of that, you can be in the upper one like an embryo in his mother's womb. He doesn't take anything for himself. He has no desires. That's it. Then by this he grows, because each time, as much as the upper one opens up more and more of the lights of the upper one, the lower one rejects them and rejects them, and he doesn't want, and he doesn't want. I want to be adhered to you upon all those pleasures that you want to give me. I don't want any pleasures. My pleasure, instead of the pleasures you're bringing me, my pleasure is by being in you, that I'm connected to you, that I'm in the quality of bestowal as you. That's how the embryo grows.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, the desires in the sof of the potsuf. The potsuf is unaware of them, right? There's no detailing of these desires. He just knows these are desires he can't do anything with. Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't think it's right.
Meaning what opens up before the potsuf is only the desires that it can bestow with, and all the rest we call it the sof of the potsuf. What is there?
You don't decide that. You didn't learn it yet. That's not right.
What is the sof of the potsuf?
It's desires he cannot use in order to bestow it, but he scrutinizes them. He scrutinizes and sees that he cannot work with them in order to bestow. Let's say this. Each and every desire he checks in the Rosh of the Partsuf, and each and every desire and whatever he can use in order to bestow, that's in the Toch of the Partsuf, and in that desire the party can't use in order to bestow, that's in the Sof of the Partsuf.
So it's unclear what it means that with a certain desire I receive in order to bestow, I already bestowed with it. What does it mean that it goes into the sof of the potsuf?
You're not listening to what I'm telling you. Sorry. You have a potsuf. In the rosh, you have all desires, everything. And the upper light comes and shines in everything, and the vessel rejects them. He wants to keep the restriction that he won't take for himself. Afterwards, he checks. Meaning, the first action is rejecting the restriction. Second action, he checks. He checks these desires. As much as them can he receive in order to bestow? He checks them. Now, from each and every desire, from the degree of 0, 1, 2, 3,
4,
from all these desires, he checks. In each and every one, from each and every one, he he takes into the toch what he can in order to bestow. From this he builds these desires, and according to that he can receive in order to bestow.
Kama?
How much of it?
20%.
We say 20% from each and every desire. What happens onward? Next, from each and every desire, what he can't receive in order to bestow, that's in the sof of the partsuf. Also, where does it come from? From the Rosh. Just as he divided it there, he divides it here.
Understood what you now explained. Thank you.
And now there's 80% here that he does not want to receive.
So, what's the difference between what goes into the sof of the potsuf and the decision that now the desire is, that now it purifies, stops receiving in order to bestow? Same desire, I can decide that I purify from it. You say it goes into the sof of the potsuf. What's the difference?
What are you jumping? When I refine the potsuf, so let's say I refine from the fourth phase, third phase, second, first, and root. Refined. The screen is refined. In according to my refinement, also in the self, these lights disappear. Because I don't divide my vessel into part receiving and part not, I receive nothing. So the toch and the sof become empty. They become empty. That's how it is.
I can't grasp it, but I'll think about it.
PT
35.
In spirituality, there are no solutions for halfway solutions. So how do we take on the importance of this decision to bestow based on our material senses?
I don't know, but that is something the Creator is aiming us. PT 13.
What lights exist in the Rosh of the Patsuf?
In the light of the Patsuf, there's 100% lights, like I stated here. 100% of all the lights.
Is there a division between light of Chassadim and...
There's no division in anything in the Rosh of the Patsuf. That's why the Rosh, what shines, is the light of Ein Sof. Ein Sof means there's no limits. Nobody is limiting it.
So how does he know to make the calculation for the goof?
By the screen, which is here in the peh. Standing at the peh and rejecting, and afterwards calculating. Everything is determined by the masach and the peh de rosh.
Beseder.
Okay.
PT 29.
When there is light of Chassadim, does it mean it's the beginning of the independence of the Kli?
Beginning of?
The independence of the Kli.
Independence of the Kli. Yes. Yes.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
What is the discernment between light of Chassadim and reflected light?
The light of Chassadim actually comes from above, from the quality of Bina. And the reflected light is what comes from the will to receive that is restricted and has a screen and wants to bestow back to the Creator from below upward.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
כן, רב, זה, תודה. זה גם מה שרציתי
לשאול. Yes, רב, thank you. It's what I wanted to ask. If the light of Chassadim is the reflected light that clothes the direct light?
No. There are many kinds of Or Chozer and Or Chassadim. There are 20, 30, even 40 types. In each and every discernment, there are many. We just can't even start studying it yet. Because we'll get confused. Afterwards, we might learn it. The main thing is to learn it from experience.
Maybe we can ask differently?
Yeah.
If the difference between light of Chassadim and light of Chokhmah is happening in the Masach, what gives the discernment in the goof that they come together, if it's a correct question?
The light of Chokhmah must be in the created being clothed in the light of Chassadim, meaning if the created being receives something from the Creator, that's called light of Chokhmah, he must give it an intention to bestow, that his reception won't be as reception, but as bestow. And it turns out that they bestow to one another. That's why the light of Chokhmah must be clothed in the light of Chassadim.
So, the light of Chassadim is, we can say, an intention to bestow?
Usually, it's the intention to bestow, or the quality of bestow on behalf of the Creator, or the intention to bestow on behalf of the created being. Okay.
Dudi.
Okay, Dudi.
Otnun Gimel.
Item 53. Now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Potsufim Galgalta Ab and Sagovak on each other. Know that each lower one emerges from the Masach of the Guf of the upper one, once it has been purified and has equalized its form with the Malchut and the Masach at the Rosh. This is so because then it is included in the Masach at the Rosh, in the Zivug, the Aka'ah in it. And once it undergoes the Zivug of Aka'ah in the two Rashimot of Yut and Hitlabshut that remain in the Masach of Guf, its of Yut is recognized as of Yut of Guf. Through this recognition, it is discerned that the level emerges from the Rosh of the first Potsuf of Ak, descends, and clothes its Guf, meaning at her root, since she is from the Masach of Guf. Indeed, the Masach with the mating Malchut of the new Potsuf had to descend to the place of Tabur of the first Potsuf, since the Masach of Guf with the ending Malchut of the first Potsuf begins there. Also, the root of the new Potsuf and its grip are there. Yet, the last prina of Aviyut has vanished from the Masach by the Bitush of O Makif and O Pnimi, and only Aviyut of Prina Gimel remained in the Masach. This prina Gimel of Aviyut is called Chazeh. Hence, the Masach and the mating Malchut of the new Potsuf have no hold and root in the Tabur of the upper one, but only in its Chazeh, where it is attached like a branch to its root.
Meaning he explains to us why all the Potsufim that we study about, they are all they begin from Pe of Rosh of the upper one. Each and every Partsuf, as much as they come out, that's how they come. The five Partsufim, each Partsuf starts from the Pe of the upper one, and not from the Rosh of the upper one. We could say, but why the Pe of the upper one? He supposedly needs to be already Galgalta, then Ab, then Sag, Bon, Main, Bon. That this is the way they're supposed to be. Where is this order? Why isn't it like not this way? So we'll see that in a bit. Read. Wait, you finished 53?
You repeat it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. 53 again. And now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Potsufim, Galgalta Ab and Sagovak, on each other. Know that each lower one emerges from the Masach of the Guf of the upper one, once it has been purified and has equalized its form with the Malchut and the Masach at the Rosh. This is so because then it is included in the Masach et the Rosh, in the Zivug of Haka'ah in it. And once it undergoes the Zivug of Haka'ah, coupling by striking in the two Reshimot, Aviyut and Hitlabshut, that remain in the Masach of Guf, its Aviyut is recognized as Aviyut of Guf. Through this recognition, it is discerned that the level emerges from the Rosh of the first Potsuf of Ak, descends and clothes its Guf, meaning at her root, since she is from the Masach of Guf. Indeed, the Masach with the mating Malchut of the new Potsuf had to descend to the place of Tabu of the first Potsuf. Since the Masach of Guf with the ending Malchut of the first Potsuf begins there. Also, the root of the new Potsuf and its grip are there, yet the last Prina of Aviyut has vanished from the Masach by the Bitush of Or Pnimi and Or Makif, and only Aviyut of Prina Gimel remained in the Masach. This Prina Gimel of Aviyut is called Chazeh. Hence, the Masach and the mating Malchut of the new Potsuf have no hold and root in the Tabur of the Upper One, but only in its Chazeh, where it is attached like a branch to its root.
Meaning, the first Potsuf called Gergalta expanded from the Toch to the Tabu. Below is the vacant place from Tabu to the Siyum. So we have the Rosh Toch Sof, Rosh Toch where it receives in order to bestow, and Sof where it can't receive in order to bestow. It has no forces to receive in order to bestow. It only has the force to bestow, meaning to keep itself not receiving. Then it turns out that afterwards the Patsuf Ab comes out. So Ab comes out of Pe, of the Rosh of the Upper One, can be above it, till the Chazeh. It has Rosh, and then below the Chazeh, till the Tabu, it has Guf. That's what's born from Gergalta. So there's the Rosh of Ab that calculates. And as much as it can receive in order to bestow, it becomes the goof.
Moscow 1.
The fact that the next Partsuf is a result, the result of the previous one in the goof, does it mean that the next Potsuf is a result of the action of the first Potsuf?
Here we have Ein Sof, four phases of direct light and all these things. They build the Galgalta. Galgalta through them draws the light of Ein Sof and builds herself. Once she's done building herself, the screen has descended from Pe to Tabu, and then back up to Pe of Rosh, and by this builds the Partsuf Ab, the second Partsuf, and receives in order to bestow as much as possible. Now what are you asking?
Предыдущий Парцов выполнил какое-то действие.
Ken.
Previous Parcuf made some action.
За ним.
And
зависит.
How the next Parcuf will look afterwards, that depends on the action.
Right, because on the Reshimot of Galgalta, Parcuf Ab came out. That's how it always is.
No, PT 4.
PT 4.
Bitush lo nechshav kmo
the bitush is not considered like imploring that with it you can measure what to do at the siyum of the potsuf.
The bitush of the inner light and surrounding light is considered as the light now remaining as surrounding light is pressing on the Potsuf to receive more and more inward. And where? Only in the Sof. If he expands his limit.
Why doesn't he succeed with this imploring to clothe the reflected light so the light can enter with below the Tabul?
There is no more reflected light, because the restriction and the reflected light, the vessels performed it in the first coupling. None, you're not left with anything. If something remained, it wouldn't be spirituality. Spirituality is always maximum forces, each and every action.
Ashkelon.
Okay? Ashkelon.
Rav,
for this study to settle in us, we need light of chasadim as well?
Yes, but for that you don't need the light of chasadim. You have to sit and read a few times. And to draw, depict all kinds of things to yourselves, even if it won't be right. In this way you connect to the materials. This material doesn't matter as much as you are bestowing or not physically, but only as much as you want to understand, even understand it in your brain, what's going on here. That's it. Obviously, it's desired to absorb this material spiritually, but to know it in a corporeal way at least, each and every one can. Whoever belongs to the wisdom of Kabbalah, whoever doesn't belong to the wisdom of Kabbalah, each one can. Okay, I see that Gilad from Info is pressing on me.
No.
Well?
Yes, Rav, we are just before we're going into the greatest Congress we ever had. The peak of that Congress is going to be on Sunday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Israel time. We're going to have an evening that we call the Heart Sees Meaningful Films, and it's an event where we will experience what our friends all over the world, Kli, are doing for years, producing very high quality videos. We're going to see premieres that we've never seen before, and we're going to have an opportunity to make a great dissemination act to take all of the power that will accumulate in the Congress and invite whoever we think will like it, friends, family, for this beautiful event, the Heart Sees. So there's this link here, kab1.com. As soon as you go in there, you're going to see the content that will appear at the event, so you can get in and get an impression. And send that link to friends and family, people that we'd like them to participate. So if we have, say, 5,000 people participating in the Congress, if every one of us brings just one, two, three people, even just one, we will double the people attending the Congress for that event. So we're inviting you to join, to get into kab1.com and invite friends to this event. Dudi?
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to start the Congress. We have 6,000 friends who signed up, and we recommend to finish preparing this evening, and we're going to go over our timetable. It's also on the website. So tomorrow from 2:30 to 3:30, preparation for the lesson, 3 to 5:30, lesson number 1, 5:30 to 5:40, we'll watch clip from Mac, then a clip from Kabu. 1:30 to 2 we'll start a preparation for the lesson, 2 to 4 lesson number 2, 4 to 4:10 we'll watch a clip of the women organization, then we'll show an application of Kabbalah Media, then from 4:30 to 6 we'll have an assembly of the tens. On Sunday, 2:30 to 3 preparation, 3 to 5:30, lesson number 3, 5:30 to 5:35, we'll watch a clip from Mach TV, 1:15 to 1:30, preparation for the lesson, 1:30 to 3:30, lesson number 4, last lesson of the Congress, 4:30 to 6, we'll have what Gilad just presented, the movie evening, and 6:30 to 7:15, Yeshivat Chaverim, that is going to summarize the Congress. Rav, would you like to maybe add something? Last thing before the Congress? I'd say one thing, that just as we are constantly speaking about, that our success depends on the connection between us. Going back to the vessel of Adam Rishon, that everything depends only on us. The Creator by this is small, and we are the big ones. You know, it's like the little children that they turn their parents around. That's how we turn around the Creator. If we want, He will do it. And according to our request, we can ascend to spiritual degrees, and we won't be left here in this low surroundings. So it all depends on us. The more people understand, the more they can. We, by this, will be strong and also will be able to illuminate to the whole world, that the world will start changing around us. So, please, let's prepare ourselves and connect. The main thing is the inner connection from us. And you be strong. B'nai Baruch. Good luck.
The friends, we'll see each other in the Congress. Let's end with a song.
Il super Dio è tra di noi.